We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Sziasztok, eco-friendly viewers, and welcome. Sziasztok means hello in Hungarian, a language spoken by about 15 million people in Hungary, Romania, Serbia, Ukraine, and Slovakia. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Etaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guare, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Core, channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santani, Tapiraquai, channel 30 and in Orqueta, channel 32 on Demoa SA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CIETSAT. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khof Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Irtenet City, channel Z26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV and channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swater, Seleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Daran U Province, channel 8 on Daran Broadcasting System. In Ulha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Khotul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gundarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan U Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjia Lo Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. in Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV, in Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV, in Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV, in Jia'i County, Channel 97 on Goshung Cable TV, and in Jia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company.
Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia donates $1 million to assist Mongolia. In health news, American scientists create a sensor that can help monitor diseases. In innovation news, Japanese researchers discover an eco-friendly substitute for plastics. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 7, one of Africa's most internationally renowned and legendary musicians, Mr. Ali Ibrahim Faka Touré, is remembered. Born in Niafunke, Timbuktu, Mali in 1939, Mr. Touré passed away on this day in 2006. He was a guitarist and singer and considered a national hero in his homeland. Mr. Touré usually sang in an African language, such as Songhai, Fulfulde or Tamashak. He also performed in many countries with other great artists. For his exceptional musical collaborations, he was honoured with two Grammys. He became the mayor of Niafunke in 2004, where he cared for his rice farm and used his own financial resources to enhance the infrastructure of the town. May the melodious expressions of outstanding artists such as Mr. Ali Ibrahim Faka Touré continue to enthrall delighted listeners from all continents and cultures.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Malawi. On December 20, 2009, while some 3,000 Malawians were still residing in makeshift shelters due to damages caused by previous quakes, the tiny nation was again jolted by a powerful 6.0 magnitude tremor, followed by over 12 aftershocks. 3 people lost their lives and another 200 were injured, with some 36,000 affected as buildings and homes collapsed in the northern district of Karunga.
Conveying her prayers and heartfelt sympathies, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000 for our nearby association members to go help the most desperate, including the bereaved, the elderly, and any orphaned. This amount could purchase $516,000 in essential supplies bought in the United States based on Malawi's cost of living.
Covering their own travel and related expenses with $1,000 of their own funds, our association's relief team from South Africa went to assess the disaster area of Karanga District. There they joined their efforts with the Red Cross, which was providing food supplies, mosquito nets, shelter toolkits, tents, and laundry soap to the victims. As the Malawians expressed a need for body soap to attend to personal hygiene, especially as they were living in crowded conditions, our association members purchased and distributed this along with the other relief supplies, much to the appreciation of the recipients.
We appreciate the prompt initiatives of the Red Cross to help the Malawian people. Our thanks also goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for her sincere care of the quake-stricken, as well as to our association's relief team for their diligent endeavors. With heaven's grace, may the lives of the Malawians soon resume their wholesome regularity as such events are minimized through humanity's increased stewardship of the ecosphere.
Thousands more displaced from deadly Ugandan mudslides. As rains continued in what is being called one of the worst disasters to strike the East African nation, the government has decided to move an additional 4,000 people from their homes on the slopes of Mount Elgon in Bududa District to protect from further mudslide risk and flooding. Officials have said that some 35,000 will likely need to be evacuated. These efforts began after mudslides swept away three villages earlier in the week, with 350 now thought to be perished, including tens of schoolchildren. Heavy digging equipment is not being used for fear of sparking more landslides. Speaking of the need to prioritize safety, Minister for Disaster Preparedness Musa Ekweru said that the evacuations also presented a challenge, as residents were reluctant to leave an area that had been their home for many generations.
Upon knowing the fatal disasters earlier in the week, Supreme Master Ching Hai had expressed her deep condolences and prayers as she asked that our association members please go check to see if help is needed, saying that funds would be available if necessary. Our thankfulness, Your Excellency and Uganda, for your actions to safeguard the Ugandan people. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's aid to the most vulnerable. Our sympathies to those who have lost loved ones, as we wish the storm affected a swift resuming of their stable lives, and that our benevolent efforts may ease distressing conditions as these.
Earthquakes rattled Chile and Indonesia. On Thursday, March 4th, a powerful 6.3 magnitude quake struck fear among residents in northern Chile. The tremor was centered 87 kilometers northeast of Calama, and geologists say it was not related to the devastating 8.8 magnitude quake on February 27th. Meanwhile, a 5.5 magnitude tremor struck Indonesia's eastern province of West Papua on Thursday evening, 93 kilometers northwest of Manokwari. Fortunately, there were no reports of damage or injuries in either event. We are relieved to hear of the residents' safety in the quake-shaken areas. May our world soon be freed of potential disasters as these through humanity's conscientious shift to gentler, eco-friendly lifestyles.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russia on track to be rid of all chemical weapons. On Wednesday, March 4th, Russia's Federal Agency for Special Construction Chief, General Nikolai Abroskin, reaffirmed the nation's commitment to the Chemical Weapons Convention that bans the development, production, stockpiling, transfer, and use of chemical arms. With 45% of her chemical weapons stockpiles decommissioned as of December 2009, Russia plans to complete construction of remaining disposal plants by 2011, with a goal of demilitarizing all weapons stores by 2012. General Abroskin and Russia, we respectfully laud your noble example of peace. With heaven's grace, may our world soon arrive at a harmonious era in which all beings coexist in understanding and friendship.
Sultan of Johor, Malaysia bans hunting. His Majesty Sultan Ibrahim Ibni Almarham Sultan Iskandar of Johor, Malaysia has forbidden hunting wildlife including tigers, bears, deer, mouse deer, tapir, and porcupines. Regarding the mythical belief of tiger-killing practices, he stated, "The poaching of these animals is so cruel. Eating one tiger claw will not make you have tiger strength for months. In the hope of being able to protect such species and prevent them from becoming extinct, His Majesty has also initiated rehabilitation programs for tigers, panthers, and deer to be raised and released into the wild. Our sincere appreciation, Your Majesty, for your loving leadership in protecting the wildlife. With Allah's grace, may Johor continue to flourish in beauty and abundant diversity."
Antibiotics in livestock feed breed superbugs. According to a new study by scientists at Boston University in the USA, the low levels of antibiotics administered to livestock on factory farms causes bacteria to mutate, leading to diseases that are medication resistant. Normally, antibiotics eliminate bacteria. However, in low doses such as those given to livestock to make the animals grow faster, the chance of mutation in the bacteria not only increases, it has been found to result in resistance to a wide range of antibiotics. In the United States alone, with more than 70% of the 35 million pounds of antibiotics sold being fed to farm animals, potentially lethal medication-resistant pathogens such as Staphylococcus aureus are infecting workers as well as those who eat contaminated meat. Boston University researchers, many thanks for these valued observations of the further damaging effects of meat production. May we all rapidly turn to plant-based fare as the most effective way to curb disease in humans and animals alike.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet:
lowers blood pressure,
lowers cholesterol levels,
reduces type 2 diabetes,
prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%,
reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system,
increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ,
saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food,
conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land,
free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production,
reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Pakistani woman wins gold in South Asian Games. Pakistan's female sprinter Naseem Hamid became the fastest woman in South Asia as she crossed the finish line of the 100-meter track event in just 11.81 seconds at the South Asian Federation Games in Bangladesh. The 23-year-old is the first female athlete from Pakistan to sprint to gold in the game's 26-year history and has since received recognition from President Asif Ali Zardari as well as the nation's parliament. Speaking of her success, Ms. Hamid said simply, "It was my dream to win a gold medal for my country. I know you can beat all odds through your determination. I will try my level best to win more laurels for my country." Our accolades, Ms. Naseem Hamid, as we join your nation in applause for your inspiring accomplishments. May you and your loved ones be ever graced with heaven's blessings and joy.
Save our planet. Captive dolphins suffer mistreatment and death in confinement. A recent report by the U.S.-based Whale and Dolphin Conservation Society, tracking 43 dolphins exported from Russia, Georgia, and the Ukraine, found that half had perished in captivity and 9 had to be returned to Russia. Indeed, other research has shown that this 50% fatality rate of dolphins in captivity is typical. In February 2010, Ukrainian officials announced that 2 dolphinariums would be shut down owing to massive violations.
The marine mammals were being kept in 16-meter pools where they became highly susceptible to bacterial pneumonia and septicemia, the most frequent cause of death for confined dolphins. In Turkey, 4 dolphinarium deaths within just 1 week of in the Mediterranean resort town of Alanya caused an international tour operation to cancel visits to the site. While there is no exact count of total dolphins in captivity, they number in the thousands, with return to the wild rarely possible.
Supreme Master Television spoke with Dr. Naomi Rose, marine mammal scientist for the Humane Society of the United States, who explained the horrendous methods used to capture dolphins and other cetaceans.
That is another method of collecting dolphins from the wild. It is a hunt, and the dolphins that are not selected to be sold alive are killed.
Moreover, being held in captivity inflicts many psychological harms upon the marine animals.
It's the same 4 walls, and there's nothing new inside them day after day after day. It must be terribly, terribly boring for them, and boredom is stressful. It can, in fact, kill you. It's so stressful. You know, it can lead to depression. It can lead to high blood pressure. It can lead to all sorts of physiological changes. proponents of captivity try to portray that they feed their whales, you know, great food three times a day, whatever it is, as a benefit of captivity. But they become unhealthy. They become lethargic. Some of them become depressed. They have their groceries delivered at the door, and they get ill, and they die young. Yes, all of these things are provided for them, but it takes away their reason for living. It takes away their purpose.
Dr. Rose, we thank you for your valuable insights and send our gratitude to the Humane Society of the United States, as well as all organizations, individuals, and governments working to safeguard the dolphins and other marine mammals. Let us cherish these divine creations in their natural state of freedom so that we can continue to receive their gifts of love, grace, and beauty.
As part of our frequent efforts to safeguard the welfare of all beings, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the need to respect our animal co-inhabitants during an October 2008 video conference in Thailand.
We should not allow any more of this cruel practice. Buddha will never allow this. Jesus will never allow this. None of the master of the Buddhas would allow this. So they belong to nature, the elephants or the wild animals. They should stay there. We should not continue forcing more free beings into cramped and suffocated environment. That is not correct. That is not natural to them. That is not intended from heaven. We have to act like a human. We must be noble and kind, and we take care of the wild as much as we can. No meat. No animals product. Then you can see everything will return to a more peaceful, abundant, because heaven is merciful. And we have to start to be merciful like heaven. Then we can experience heaven.
Save our planet. With sea levels across the 1,700 islands in the southern U.S. Florida Keys now 9 inches higher than a century ago, concern is growing as plant life perishes from saltwater encroachment and flooding becomes more frequent.
Save Our Planet, an alert issued by the World Health Organization, or WHO, notifies of 3 million Niger residents currently living under the threat of famine due to years of extreme weather and consequent crop losses.
Save Our Planet, the U.S. Obama administration's White House staff, adopts greener beverage practices through the purchase of hot cups with 99% recycled interiors, cold cups made of a plant-based material, and the retrofitting of water fountains to encourage water bottle refills.
Save Our Planet. Formosan or Taiwanese experts warn that continued global warming is likely to bring more powerful typhoons to the island, with even more extensive damage than Typhoon Morakot, which cost 700 lives in August 2009.
Hi, I'm Rio the Rhinoceros, and I'm following a compassionate diet without any animal products. Today I have a tip on making your new rabbit friend feel right at home. You can section off a small area in your living room with wooden boxes or specially designed gates, which can be found at animal companion stores. Choose a spot quiet enough for your sweet bunny to rest, but still close enough to feel part of family activities. Be sure to put in a litter box and always have fresh grass, hay, and water. Also, have a part of his or her new home covered so your loving animal companion can have a fun hiding place. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, Australia donates $1 million to Mongolia. The funds will be used to provide food, medicine, and heating supplies to individuals affected by extreme weather conditions. Our sincere gratitude, Australia, and God bless your generosity to our Mongolian brethren. May the pure-hearted citizens of the beautiful nation derive much benefit from your caring assistance.
In health news, American scientists create a sensor to help monitor diabetes. Developed by engineers at the University of Florida in the United States, the device would be used to check glucose levels in people with diabetes by analysing their breath. The information received would then be sent to healthcare workers. The innovation could also be employed to detect indicators for breast cancer in saliva. The tool utilises already existing technology and could therefore be mass-produced inexpensively. Our congratulations, University of Florida scientists, on your amazing diagnostic tool. May it help to improve the health and quality of life for many. Up next on Noteworthy News, Japanese scientists produce an eco-friendly substitute for plastics. It looks like a little birdie is coming by the garden to say hello. Be right back. More exemplary news coming when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, celebratory news for a happier world. In innovation news, Japanese scientists discover an eco-friendly material that could replace plastics. Dr. Takuzo Aida, PhD, and his team at the University of Tokyo, Japan, have found a substitute hydrogel. The substance, which is 98% water, is made by mixing a small amount of clay, a thickening agent, and an organic molecular glue. The resulting material is resilient, transparent, and elastic. It takes only 3 minutes to form. Our sincere appreciation, Dr. Takuzo Aida and team, for your earth-loving discovery. May inventions such as these, together with the planet-protecting vegan diet, lead us into a brilliant era of sustainability.
Time for some light-hearted humour with joke of the day entitled Parking Told in Turkish.
Bir bayan arabasının ön cam sileceğine şu notu yerleştirir ve acele ile gider. 20 dakikadır bir park yeri için dönüp duruyorum. Randevuma geç kaldım ve buraya park etmezsem işimi kaybedeceğim. Tanrım günahlarımızı affet. Ancak geri döndüğünde trafik cezasını ve bir not bulur. Ve not şöyle der. Ben de buralara 20 yıldır dönüp duruyorum. Ve eğer sana ceza yazmazsam ben işimi kaybederim. Tanrım bizi kötülüğe teşvik etme.
And now for our viewers' heartline on spicy Mexican speciality, green enchiladas, on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
It looks very good. I'm glad there are alternatives for vegans who love native Mexican food. I think it's also cute how the ladies dress. Patita from USA.
Greetings, Patita. Thanks for your comment on our association members' charming cultural costumes. The green enchiladas do look scrumptious. Mexican food can easily be veganized, making it even more delicious. Please enjoy this and other plant-based ethnic culinary delights with God's grace.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Isten Ijon, which means God bless in Hungarian.
May the love of heaven be your guiding light.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Representatives from the Philippine government and the Moro Islamic Liberation Front meet in Kuala Lumpur for peace negotiations, hosted by the Malaysian government.
U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration scientists discover 40 lunar craters containing around 600 million tons of water, enough to potentially generate oxygen and sustain a human base on the moon.
At a conference of the Yemeni Women's Union, Vice President Abdul Rabo Mansour Hadi announces the appointment of 23 women to higher-level government positions in addition to 120 other province-wide job posts.
U.S. Deputy Secretary of State James Steinberg and Presidential Advisor Jeffrey Batter visit China to foster relations and focus on areas of mutual concern, including peace on the Korean Peninsula and in the Middle East.
A survey of 2,000 Britons reveals that people have been decreasing meat consumption over the past 5 years for reasons that include weight management, cost, ethics, and the environment.
Saudi Arabia honors Senegalese Minister of Culture, Mohamed Bosoli, at launch of the Riyadh International Book Fair 2010, with this year's event highlighting his country's literature and cultural heritage.
Although his family was not able to adopt a pit bull this year, 6-year-old Cyrus Latendra from Wisconsin, USA, celebrated his birthday by raising $175 that he donated to help dogs at the Midwest Area Pit Stop, a local pit bull rescue.
In a self-challenge to survive in nature, Mr. Sanju Li of Guangdong, China, consumed only wild-grown leaves, grass, and roots, which he reports not only improved his health greatly, but also eliminated his taste for meat.
A British helicopter pilot who sustained a serious gunshot wound as he was transporting injured fellow soldiers in Afghanistan continued to fly and successfully brought his 20 passengers to safety.
Following notification by Russian officials, the U.S. Embassy locates and returns an historic silver medallion to the State Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg that had belonged to the family of Peter the Great.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.